Jackson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flitching, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and as you've probably guessed by the atypical background music, and as Mr. Bucher of Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Thyme predicted, I do have a feature-laden theme in store for you tonight. For the next hour, I'm going to take you on a stroll through this week in the 1980s. I'll be featuring all sorts of 80s trivia that happened between May 8th and today, May 14th, throughout the 80s, but with a particular focus on the charts as it was on this day in 1983, which is a great segue, if I do say so myself, into the SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week. On this day in 1983, this single by the Eurythmics made its debut on the US Hot 100 chart. It was the fourth single from their second album and would be their only number one hit in the US. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week is Sweet Dreams Are Made of This from the Eurythmics 1983 album of the same name. Love is a Stranger was the third single from that album and didn't even crack the top 50 in the UK or at all here in the States. But after the success of Sweet Dreams, it was reissued and reached number 6 in the UK and number 23 here in the US. Regarding the music playing in the background, 35 years ago yesterday, May 13th, 1986, the movie Top Gun was released in theaters. You're listening to the Top Gun anthem performed by Harold Faltermeyer and Steve Stevens. If Steve Stevens' name doesn't strike a chord, you may know him better as the guitarist for Billy Idol. If you're looking for more 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPod Radio, where I post the SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week, along with the answer just before the show each Friday night.
Some of them want to get used by
complained that she was his for a price. But he said, leave me alone, I'm a family man, and my bite is much worse than my bite. He said, leave me alone, I'm a family man, if you push me too far, I just might.
In this life. goodness.
In his light, oh sweet light,
coming in from the cold.
Listening to songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. If you're just joining us, we're looking back at the music and other notable entertainment events that took place this week during the 1980s. For instance, the television series Dynasty aired its series finale this week on May 11th, 1989, after 9 seasons and 220 episodes. In the background, you're listening to the opening score for Dynasty, which was composed by Bill Conti, who's originally from Providence, Rhode Island. Conti also composed the theme from Falcon Crest and the scores to the Rocky movies, among others. As for the music you heard to start the show, we kick things off with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, the Eurythmics 1983 hit Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, which debuted on the US Hot 100 on this day in 1983. Daryl Hall and John Oates were at number 26 on the US Hot 100 this week in 1983 with Family Man, their third single from H2O. Closing out the set was Bob Marley and the Wailers with Coming In From the Cold from 1980's Uprising. That's in remembrance of Bob Marley, who passed away 40 years ago on May 11th, 1981. Plenty more to get to, so let's dive back into it with something from In Excess, here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Now
almost predictable. We'll be right back. must touch and go. Time made me see, solve the mystery, taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right, bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings in the night, my love I bring to you, yeah.
With this loving I dedicate to you for believing in me. I will make you mine, side by side.
Forever you waited,
side by side.
We dedicated,
side.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Just bust the move. You're wishing someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. So they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car. Then you got no woman and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. The lion on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove. So don't just stand there, bust a move. Break it down for me, fellas. Has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start blinking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts stumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do, G, bust the move.
Distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Let me have a look Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Continuing our look back at this week in the 80s, May 12th, 1982 was the series finale of The Incredible Hulk, which ran for 5 seasons and starred Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk. Joe Harnell wrote the theme for The Incredible Hulk, which was titled The Lonely Man, a very somber theme played at the end of each episode, but believe it or not, there was a disco version of The Lonely Man, which you are listening to in the background. During the disco era, people felt there had to be a disco version of every song, and you can bet that will be a future theme here on Songs from the Squid Pod. Until then, let's talk about what we heard in the previous set. In Excess jumped into the top 40 on this day in 1983 with the track The One Thing from their 1982 release Shabu Shaba. Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode celebrated his 59th birthday on May 9th. We listened to Get the Balance Right from 1983. Regarding tonight's theme, as long as it had some connection to this week and the 80s, I considered it fair game. Robert Ellis Oral and Carlene Carter were sitting at number 3 on the US Hot 100 on this day in 1983 with their duet I Couldn't Say No. A cheesy one-hit wonder for them, but we can't get enough of the cheesy here on the Squid Pod. Robert is originally from Winthrop, Massachusetts, and Carlene Carter is the daughter of June Carter from a previous marriage before she married Johnny Cash. Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind & Fire celebrated his 70th birthday on May 8th, and their single Side by Side from 1983's Powerlight had made its debut on the US Hot 100 on this day in 1983. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week is Marvin Young, otherwise known as Young MC, who turned 54 on May 10th. We heard his biggest hit, Bust a Move, from Stone Cold Rhymin' from 1989. Going back to the charts on this day in 1983 for this one by A Flock of Seagulls.
It's not the make. I'm trying not to be square, you see. Now, I come from the middle of the United States, a state called Nebraska, which is right out in the middle of the country, rather conservative. Now, if I was your dad, and you came home one day, and I didn't know it, and walked in, and I saw you as a young man, I guess you were about 15 or 16 when you started actually wearing the makeup and the costumes, I wouldn't know how to react myself. I think I would be adult enough to try to handle it, but...
Well, what have you got to handle?
Well, the effect that you walk in and you see your son dressing with makeup on.
Well, you know, you're going to have...
The average person.
Okay, you're going to have Halloween in a couple of weeks. You know,
what's
the difference between somebody dressing up on Halloween? It's only because people think it's serious, they get frightened.
Right.
They look at me and say, well, it's not a Halloween party, so you have to have a reason to dress up. There's nothing wrong with being different. I mean, you know, why do you have to have an excuse to enjoy yourself? there's people out there taking drugs, you know, killing each other, fighting.
Right.
You know, and like... I just don't see that you have to wait once a year, Christmas or Halloween, to enjoy yourself. I think it's all a load of rubbish.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask. Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. Now I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces. Made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah.
have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with me, your host, Savoir Faire. Hope you enjoyed tonight's look back at this week in the 80s. In the interest of time, let's quickly run down what you've been listening to. We started off the last set with A Flock of Seagulls and the track Wishing If I Had a Photograph of You, which made its debut on the US Hot 100 today in 1983. Culture Club's 1982 single Time, Clock of the Heart, moved up to number 17 on this day in 1983, and Elton John jumped from number 56 to number 39 with I'm Still Standing from Too Low for Zero from 1983. On May 13th, 1983, the Smiths released their debut single Hand in Glove from their self-titled album. In the background, you're listening to the theme song to Hill Street Blues, which was written and performed by Mike Post and would eventually reach number 10 on the US Hot 100 in November of 1981. But this week, on May 12, 1987, after seven seasons, the series finale of Hill Street Blues aired on NBC. And speaking of series finales, on this day in 1989, Moonlighting, starring Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis, ended its five-season run. The late, great Al Jarreau, who would have turned 81 on May 12th, wrote the opening theme for Moonlighting, but I'm going to leave you with a single of his that was sitting at number 21 on this day in 1983. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe, get the vaccine, and keep wearing those masks. We're almost out of the woods. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.